From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has returned to Vienna on Tuesday to rejoin the negotiations on Iran's nuclear program with a group of six world powers as they try to reach a long-sought comprehensive agreement. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
I am here in Vienna at the site where Iran nuclear negotiations have been taking place. This, of course, was supposed to be the day, the deadline for a deal or no deal. The deadline has slipped. The talks are continuing. Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif has returned with his nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi. They're meeting with the U.S. delegation. Secretary of State Kerry's team is also meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Again, that is VOA's Pam Dawkins reporting. A suicide bomber Tuesday detonated his explosives-laden car near a NATO convoy in Kabul, wounding at least 17 people. According to a spokesman for the Afghan Public Health Department speaking with VOA, the Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui has confirmed the bomber targeted a foreign forces convoy. Hours earlier, a suicide car bomber attacked a police headquarters in southern Helmand province, killing at least two people and wounding more than 50 others. Indonesian officials say at least 30 people were killed when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. The Hercules C-130 slammed around midday Tuesday into two houses in a town in the town of Medan, which is Indonesia's third largest city. Pictures from social media showed the downed aircraft in flames, with thick black smoke emerging from damaged buildings and destroyed vehicles. VOA News. Burundi's ruling party says it's happy with the turnout in Monday's parliamentary election, despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. Pascal Nibenda, a chairman of the ruling CNDD-FDD party, said Burundian voters defied the opposition's call for a boycott because they prefer democracy to a coup d'etat. However, reporters say there appear to be few people at polling stations.
This is Aime Habayarima. He says he didn't participate because he opposes a third term for President Pierre Nkurunziza.
That was a decision that sparked violent street protests, prompting some top officials to flee the country, a coup attempt in May, and a refugee exodus. Two critics who said the election was not free and fair, Mr. Nkurunziza said election monitors from the United Nations and from Kenya were present. A French prosecutor said Friday's attack on a U.S. gas factory in Lyon bears the hallmarks of the Islamic State militant group. Prosecutor Francois Moulin said Tuesday that the man who is suspected of carrying out the attack, Yassine Salehi, had a terrorist motive when he beheaded his employer and attacked the gas factory. Salehi, who was arrested soon after the attack, is being held on suspicion of terrorism. Israel has boycotted a day-long debate in the UN Human Rights Council of the Commission of Inquiry's report into the 2014 Gaza conflict, calling it biased and flawed. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates 85,000 people have fled the latest escalation of violence by IS militants in Ramadi since May 15th. It says the majority of the latest wave of displaced individuals remains in Anbar Governorate, boosting the numbers of homeless people in this area to 180,000. UNHCR staff in the area report many people on the move face obstacles at various checkpoints out of Anbar into neighboring provinces. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The corpse of a 17-year-old Liberian has tested positive for the Ebola virus. It's Liberia's first reported case since the country was declared Ebola-free on May 9th. The Liberian deputy health minister stressed Tuesday that there is no need to panic. He said the victim has been safely buried. A South Korean Navy boat fired warning shots Tuesday after a North Korean patrol vessel crossed onto the southern side of the tense Yellow Sea border, according to Seoul. South Korea's military said the North Korean boat quickly retreated to its side of the so-called northern limit line. There were no indications where the incursion occurred about 10:20 a.m. local time. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.